Okay, today's daf is Pesachim, daf Kuf Ches. We are on Kuf Zayin Amebeis, four lines from the bottom. Deep into Arvi Pesachim Sugyas. Again, today is one of those dafim that we could use 4 hours to spend on, but we'll have to squeeze it into the time that we have allotted. A lot of Shas topics coming up, and let's see what we could do. Four lines from the bottom, Kuf Zayin Amebeis. Rava Havishasi Chamra Kule Maliyomi de Pischa. Rava used to drink wine every Erev Pesach. To drink wine. Our Mishnah says, the first Mishnah in the Perek says, one is not allowed to eat matzah or be koveya suda on Erev Pesach in order to keep up the appetite. Rava used to drink wine every Erev Pesach. Why? Ki hecha denigrare lelibe denecho matzah tfeilo urta. He felt that opened up his appetite, and that made him eat matzah with more of a taiva on Pesach night. Remember, we discussed this halacha of making sure that I have a taiva to eat matzah with on the night of Pesach is a din of hiddur mitzvah. Hiddur mitzvah in the Maisa, that was the beginning of the parak. We saw the Rashbam on the opening Mishnah, right? The Rashbam had said back on Tzadi Ches Amabez in the beginning of the parak, had said, Kadesha Yochal Matzah Shal Mitzvah Lite Avon Mishum Hidur Mitzvah. I'm sorry, that was Rashi, right, in the beginning of the parak. So Rava took an active role in creating a taiva for the matzah. He used to drink wine so that it can get his appetite going. This is a discussion in the tour. Of course, the Gemara Maseches Brachas in the sixth parak seems to say that if you drink wine, it satiates. So it's just the opposite of what you want to accomplish on Erev Pesach. The question is, how much wine are you drinking? The Tur in Hilchos in Siman Tafayin Aleph, Hilchos Pesach says, the Yayin, Mutter Lishtos Hein Rav Oma'at, Ki Yugorer Taivas HaMaychol. The Tur says, you're allowed to drink wine, whatever you want in Erev Pesach. Ask the Mefarshim, ask the Beis Yosef, Divrei Rabbeinu Matmiyin. I don't understand that, because if you look in Brachas on Daf Lamed Hei Beis, beginning of the sixth parak, it says that wine satiates. And Tosfos there says, how do you answer the steer? It must be a little wine or a lot of wine. A little wine or a lot of wine, because the Gemara's language is Tuva Migra Garir. A lot of wine gets the appetite going. A little wine satiates. Little wine satiates. So the Tur should say, the Shulchan Aruch should say, a lot of wine is mutter, and a little wine is a problem. Meaning, if you drink a little wine, you shouldn't stop there. You should keep going. So Imkain, how did the Hekas of Rabbeinu ask the Beis Yosef, how does the Tur write that you can drink whatever you want on Erev Pesach? The Gemara seems to say that a little wine is asur. The Efshar Sheshum Mefarish Cholik Al Sfaras HaTosfos. It must be that really, right, the Tur argues on Tosfos. The Tur is a Rishon, he's allowed to argue. For who's sober, the Pertanami Shari, he knows that even a little wine is okay. Even though it says that wine satiates, that doesn't really satiate. Maybe a little bit, but it doesn't really satiate. And there are other pshatim given in this regard. But either way, the Shulchan Aruch paskins lemaisa, the Tur paskins lemaisa, that any type of wine is okay. And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Taf Ayin Aleph, where the halachas are discussed about what one is allowed to do on Erev Pesach, the Shulchan Aruch discusses that it's usur to eat bread, and it says, Yayin me'at lo yishte. We should debisad soid. Aval amrat zelishos. Yayin harbe shosa, beishu kudusosa harbe goratai v'samayachos. The Shulchan Aruch Pasuk is like his problem with the Tur, the Pashas of Tosfos in the sixth parak of Maseches Brachos. Generally, we're not involved in drinking so much wine on Erev Pesach, but that is halacha l'maaseh. It's interesting. So if you look in, just scientifically, a lot of wine gets the juices going, a little wine not. So if you look, there is, found an article on about this. He says, alcohol-related cues may elicit appetite following repeated... let me just find the line that discusses this, that it could be scientifically that wine has an inverse relationship with appetite. An inverse relationship was noted between alcohol consumption and BMI, body mass index. Could be that the more wine you drink, the more appetite one might have. Exactly what the Gemara discusses. Feel free to look more in that related to that sukkah. Okay, so that's what Rava used to do. He used to drink a lot of wine at Erev Pesach to get the juices going, to eat more matzah. Also, interesting one. That what do you mean more matzah? Lechol matzah tfei. What do you mean more matzah? Eat matzah with more of a taiva. What do you mean more matzah? Does it mean to eat a kazayis of matzah? What do you mean tfei? Say the Achronim, it says of Sternbach, something that we touched on at the beginning of the parak as well. Maybe this is alluding to the idea that every piece of matzah that one eats the night of the Seder is part and becomes part of the mitzvah d'oraisa of matzah's mitzvah. Even though on a d'oraisa level, all one has to eat is a kezias, but this is an example of a mitzvah that can be done in a minimal way, but if I do it in a more expanded way, that's also recognized as part of the mitzvah d'oraisa. Right? The example that we've given in the past is the Ramban Shita. The Ramban says, the only mitzvah part, only the definition of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema every day is the first pasuk. Or the four different shittas in the Rishonim. The Ramban says the first pasuk. Rashi says first daf and shas, first parsha also. Bali Tosfos says the first two parshias, and the Rambam says all three parshias of Kriya Shema form the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Ask the Rishonim, ask the Netziv, ask other Achronim on the Ramban. There's a Gemara in the beginning of the second parak of Brachas which seems to say pretty clearly that Kriya Shema is not just the first pasuk. It talks about being mafsik during Kriya Shema. You're not allowed to be mafsik in the first pasuk. For sure not. Nobody says you can be mafsik in the first pasuk. Shema Yisrael, even mitbnei hakavod, even nothing. So how could the Gemara assume that way if the mitzvah is only the first pasuk? So the Achronim answer that even the Ramban would agree that even though the first pasuk is the only mitzvah part, only requirement, if I choose to expand the mitzvah, so then that's mutter. Where else do we have this? We just had this a few weeks ago. Shofar. Right, how about all the ask Tosfos in Maseches Rosh Hashanah? How do we blow so many kolos? Isn't it Baal Tosef? 30 kolos, that's it. We blow 100 kolos, how do we do that? So different answers given in the Mefarshim. Some say that, the Rashba says, if it's a mitzvah d'Rabbanan, you can't violate. You can never violate, the Rabbanan instituted it. Or you can't violate Baal Tosef by doing a mitzvah over again. Only adding another day to the mitzvah, adding another detail to the mitzvah. But just doing the mitzvah twice, you can't violate Baal Tosef. Okay, but some other achronim say maybe the answer is this idea, that the minimum requirement is 30 kolos, but if I choose to expand it and do it in a maximal way, that's also recognized as the mitzvah d'oraisa. So the same idea here. Matzah, the first night of Pesach, is kezias, but the more I eat, it's also included. And you get that from the language of the Rambam. The Rambam's Lashon. We've quoted this in the past. The Rambam says, Mitzvah Saseh, the beginning of the sixth parak. Mitzvah Saseh min HaTorah lechol matzah b'lel chamisha asar. Shneamar ba'erf tochlo matzos. V'chol makba v'chol zman. U'misha achal kizayis, yatsa yidei chovaso. The Rambam does not say it's a mitzvah yidei kizayis. Mitzvah yidei matzah. Once yidei kizayis, it's enough. But it's the first line is the mitzvah matzah, whatever you eat. So maybe the Rambam got that from this line that we just read. What does the Gemara say? Rava drank a lot of wine so that lecho matzah tfei. What do you mean matzah tfei? More matzah? What do you mean more matzah? Just eat a kezias. No, it's a kiyum to eat more matzah. Because that also expands into the mitzvah itself. Okay, just that one word. That one word maybe tipped us off. Tfei. Vaiter. Amar Rava. How do I know that wine is migra garir, gets the appetite, gets the juices going? Ditzan, because the Mishnah says, Bein kosos halalu im rotze lishtos yishte. Veishlishi l'revi lo yishte. Between cup number 1 and 2, or between 2 and 3, at the Seder, one is me'ikra din, allowed to drink wine. But between the third and the fourth cup, one is not allowed to drink. Can't drink wine. If I'm still thirsty, if I want to have another cup of wine, between the third cup on Birchas HaMazon and the fourth cup on Hallel, I'm not allowed to drink. Says the Gemara, really? And if wine satiates, Why am I allowed to drink earlier in the Suda? It's still before matzah. If wine makes me not hungry anymore, I shouldn't be able to drink between the first two kosos either. So, elishvami na migra garir. It must be that, wine gets the juices going, and there at least a lot of wine, according to the Shulchan Aruch, not a little wine, and therefore one is allowed to partake of that. What does it mean, look in the Rashbam, why is one not allowed to drink between the third and the fourth cup? Said you already ate the matzah. What are you worried about? So, says the Rashbam, 2 days. Second Rashbam, number 1, denire kimosif al arba kosos. It appears like you're being mosif on the kosos. Why? Because after benching, you're not eating anything else. So, you're just having wine, so it looks like you're having more than 4. So, problem number 1. Meaning, between the first and the second cup, we're not worried yet. Because we think you're thirsty, you're having some wine, you haven't eaten yet, but here you finished your meal already, you finished Shulchan Aruch, and you're still having cups of wine, so it looks like it's a mitzvah. Number one. And then Rashi quotes the Yerushalmi, but Gemara Yerushalmi, Nimsa Lama, Kedei, Shalo Yistaker. So you don't become drunk. Desulo Chazi Lemigmar Halelya. We're worried about Hallel. You're not going to be able to say Hallel properly if one drinks more cups of wine in the middle. I didn't want to drink wine earlier. Parah, the Rishalmi says, you already have 3 cups of wine, right? Aren't you worried about being drunk already? So the answer is no. That's wine you've eaten with that wine. Eating with wine, you know, keeps the effects of the wine in check. If I'm just having more wine, that could lead more to a state of shichrus. And that's the 2 days in the Rashbam, why one is not allowed to drink wine between the third and the fourth cup. The Nitziv, Al Derech Drush, has another pshat, third pshat, of why I'm not allowed to drink between the third and the fourth cup. And that has to do with the Yerushalmi at the beginning of our parak. The Yerushalmi that says, what are the 4 kosos keneged? Right, the Dala Lashonos of Geula. Voseisi, Vitzalti, Vaga'alti, Valakachti, the Dala Lashonos. What are each of those? The Nitziv goes through each of those are another stage of the Hatzalah, of the Yetziah. The first stage is when we stop the physical bondage. The second stage is when we weren't called Avadim anymore. Every stage. Vaga'alti is when we mamish went out. Vilakachti is Matan Torah. You're not allowed to have a hefsek between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah. You want to drink wine between the first and the second and the third, fine. Different stages of the Yetziah. But once you went out, says the Nitziv, lest anyone think that this is the end of the process. Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're free! No, Ein lecha ben chorin ela mishi asuk b'torah, and therefore, you're not allowed to drink as a simon that there's no hefsek between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Maimon Har Sinai. And that is the Ishbitzer that I've mentioned many times in the Haggadah Shi'urim, but it has to do with this daf, so you got to mention it today. The Ishbitzer that says that the minhag of eating eggs at the Seder. Many people have minhag to eat eggs at the end of Magid, right before Shulchan Aruch, we eat eggs. Why do we eat eggs? So the Ramah quotes the minhag. The Ramah quotes because it's a simon of Avelus. Why do we have to think about Avelus? Simon of Avelus? Why? Because the Ramah says, because the night of the Seder is always the same night of the week as Tisha B'Av that year. Right? If the Seder is on a Motzi Shabbos, the Tisha B'Av that year is going to be on a Motzi Shabbos. So it always works out. At Bash. Aleph is the first night of Pesach, tough Tisha B'Av. Bash. Second night of Pesach is the same night as Shin Shavuos. Gimel Reish. Third night of Pesach is always the same night as Rosh Hashanah. It keeps going. So the Ishbitzer says that maybe that's why we eat eggs. I'm saying it's a different reason why we eat eggs. Not just because of Atbash, because of Tisha B'Av, but because usual stages of birth by mammals, by human beings, there's one stage of birth. The baby is born. But by birds, by snakes, by certain types of animals, there are 2 stages of birth. An egg is laid, and then the egg is hatched. 2 stages of birth. Says the Ishbitzer, that's what happens here. By Am Yisrael, there were 2 stages of birth. After we spent 3 hours talking about Magid, about Yetzias Mitzrayim exclusively, about focusing on that event that happened on the 15th of Nisan, we eat an egg as if to say, yeah, but this isn't it. There's still another stage coming up in 7 weeks from now. Nobody should think that this is the end. Like the Nitziv says, you can't drink between the third and the fourth cup. Right, just like nobody should think that it's a finished process. Really, the final stage is going to come in a couple of weeks. So that's the Ishbitzer and the Nitziv having to do with not drinking between the third and the fourth cup. Okay, we continue. Rav Sheshes, 5th line. Rav Sheshes, Havi Yosef B'tan Nisa, Kol Mali Yoma De Pischa. He fasted every Erev Pesach. He fasted every Erev Pesach because he felt that would be able to, preserve his appetite. That is the Pashas of the Gemara. If you look in the Tosfos says in the second Tosfos, Lav Dafka, that he actually fasted. Ela Shomer Atzmo Mila'echol. He ate very little. Day number 1 in Tosfos. Number 2, Inami. Hayim Akabal Amamishtainis. Kadeshi Nizkar V'Nizhar Mila'echol. Right, the second day of Tosfos. Oh, he actually fasted on Erev Pesach. What does it sound like? Fasting. Tosfos. And he did this because of Chibuv Mitzvah. Right, he wanted to go in. He wanted to make sure they went in totally focused on the Mitzvah. That's what he did. Tosfos continues. V'yah, but what, fasting Erev Pesach? We don't do that. Well, some of us do. V'yah, b'choros, no'agulos, anos Erev Pesach. This is the closest we're going to get to this in Shas. This minog, the firstborn's fasting on Erev Pesach, is not in Talmud Bavli. I'm not sure, but the Mefarshim do not quote any Tarim Yerushalmi. It's in the Masechah Sofrim. Masechah Sofrim, early source. So that's where the Minhag is. Tosfos quotes it here. But Bechor is Ogul Tanat Erev Pesach, the Tzadi Masechah Sofrim, She'in Mesanim Benisan Ela HaBechoros, Be'erev Pesach. Firstborns in Erev Pesach, that is the Minhag. Two, interesting there. So the Tosfos read here, it says there's a remez in the Yerushalmi, but, it's not Mefurish. There are two shilas that the Mefarshim ask about the Minhag of Tainus Bechoros. And that is number one, if it's a fast day, do we ever have by any other fast day that you can make a siyum and stop fasting? You know, I don't want to fast today on even on one of the minor fast days. Fine, Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, you don't want to say it. It's the rice, it's Tanit the Yom Kippur. What about on Asar B'Tavis? I'll make a siyum in shul. I'll ruin the fast. I'll break the fast. So why don't we say that works? All of a sudden, by Tainus Bechoros, okay, it's a minog. Okay, Tainus Esther is also a minog. We don't say it works. Right, Tainus Esther is also not in Shas, explicitly, said the Rishonim. But we also say it doesn't work there. So why are you allowed to break it on Erev Pesach? So the Eretz Tzvi, the Kasha Klaver, deals with this, and he suggests Vanira Laniyas Daiti. This is in Simanayin Tes Liashiva Minag to explain the Minag that the Bechol Tainus Yesh Beis Dvarim. Every general fast day has two aspects to it: a mitzvah to fast and an iser to eat. Two separate ideas. Once you ate, then you're not mekayim the mitzvah of tainus anymore. But the issur of eating still is there. Even if you are not mekayim the mitzvah of tainus, still every morsel that you eat, though, is still be issur. So that is why even if somebody has to break their fast at some point, they're still supposed to minimize as much as possible by a regular fast day. But when it comes to Tainus Bechorim, Shehu Zeichel Anes, which is a nes that they would say for Makas Bechorim, there is no real Isser Achila. There's just a mitzvah Tainus. Kimo, mitzvahs Halakas Neiris Chanukah and Dalet Kosos that are also the first Sumei Nisa. This is Persumei Nisa, the fasting. It's just a kiyum. It's a mitzvah to fast to remember Hashem saved the firstborns. So, if I somehow get out of the mitzvah by being mefarsem or doing something else, getting rid of it, then that's it. Memela, it's finished. There is no separate Isser Tainus like there is on other fast days. That's his lumdus to explain why a siyum would break it. The other question that is asked by the mefarsem, somewhat of an opposite question, and that is, if this Tainus is zecher that Hashem saved the firstborns, shouldn't the Bechorim have to sponsor Kiddush? I mean, fasting. Oh, Hashem saved me, so I'm going to fast. What do you mean I'm going to fast? You should sponsor Kiddush. You should have a big Kiddush in shul on Erev Pesach morning. Nobody else knows what to eat. They should sponsor Kiddush. Hashem saved them. Why are they fasting? That is a question that is asked by the Chassam Sofer in Arvei Pesachim here and others. Suggest the Chassam Sofer, V'yesh Lomar, V'yemei Yetzias Mitzrayim Samu HaBechorim. No, says the Chassam Sofer, in the days of Mitzrayim they fasted because they knew the firstborns were going to die. They didn't want to take any chances. Firstborns, mashchis, you know, makas bachoros, were also firstborns. They fasted just to make sure. They fasted, so they fast today also. As a zecher to the fasting that the firstborns did in Mitzrayim. One idea suggested by the Chassam Sofer right here. The other idea suggested is that based on an Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. Aruch Chaim HaKadosh quotes a Zohar in Parshas Bamidbar that La'asid Lavo, the Bechor, actually go back a step for a minute, that really the firstborns were, because of this night of Makas Bechoros, they were supposed to be the ones that did the Avodah to the Beis HaMikdash. Why? What does it say in Parshas Yisro? Rashi quotes that, I'm sorry, in Mishpatim, the other Mishpatim, by Matan Torah, the quotes that Moshe Rabbeinu had the help of the Na'arei B'nei Yisrael. Who are those? Rashi, their quotes, the firstborns. They were the ones that were supposed to do the Avodah. They blew it, they lost it by Chet Egel. And it was given to the Levium. That's why we know the whole process in Parshas Bamidbar, how they were redeemed. But the firstborns were supposed to do it, they lost it. So really, every Erev Pesach explained, Rav Sternbach, that there's a little kitrug in Shemayim, that the firstborn, it's Erev Pesach, you were supposed to do the Avodah, then you lost it. So that's why they fast every year, to say that we're doing tshuva. They fast that we're doing tshuva, we want another chance, we want to get it back. And there's even a Zohar that Aruch Chaim HaKadosh there quotes, that Asidin Avodah Shetachzor LeBechoros. The firstborns are going to get it back again. Right? So based on that, that's the another minhag of why dafka they fast and they don't sponsor Kiddush. Either way, that is the Tosfos right here quotes the minhag of Tainis Bechoros. Okay. We continue. And as you see, there's a lot on every line of this Gemara is it's chock full. So Rav Sheshes used to fast on every year of Pesach, not because he was a firstborn, right, in the pashtus, but because he wanted to get the taiva going. Says he, are we assuming that Rav Sheshes holds that Samuch means Lamincha Gedolatan, even the earlier mincha, right? The question we had yesterday, the bottom of the manalf. Does samach lemincha mean mincha gedola or ktana? Does Rav Sheshes, the fact he fasted the whole day, does he mean samach lemincha gedola? Umishum pischahu, and because of he's worried about Karban Pesach, dilma mimshach v'asi le'imnue mi lemeva pischahu, he might get involved in his meal and might not end up doing Karban Pesach. V'savar law, and he holds, when are you allowed to do Karban Pesach? Maybe he holds like the Tan in the first parak in Zvachim. Ki hadam Rav Oshi amar Rav Elazar. Machshir haya ben b'seira b'pesach sheshachtu shachris bar ba'asa l'shmo. Maybe even Pesach in the morning. Bidi eved your yotzei. Karban Pesach. Ralechad chili is supposed to do it in the afternoon. But maybe there's a Tan out there that says even in the morning. Remember this comes up in the first parak in Zvachim because it talks about if you shechta Pesach l'shmo during Bizman Pesach or Shalom l'shmo. Bizmana. What's the Zman of Pesach? So sometimes I'm saying the morning of Pesach. Umit Safra Zman Pischahu. And maybe according to this Tana, even from the morning it's the time for the Karban Pesach. To Kuliyoma Chazilitz Pesach, Pischa. To Savar, because he holds, Bein Harbayim, what does Bein Harbayim mean? Not on Erev Pesach afternoon only, but Bein Erev de Esmola, Erev de Ha'idna. Between the two Erevs. And that's the whole day on Erev Pesach. Question mark. So is this the svar for Rav Sheshes? Rav Sheshes used to not eat because he felt even the morning is the time for Karban Pesach, and therefore he didn't eat the entire time of Karban Pesach. Is that why he used to fast? And he holds the Mincha Gedola, but he really holds it because of Pesach. So the Gemara says, no. Amri lo, shiny Rav Sheshes de istin is have. The Rav Sheshes has a very small stomach. Or his metabolism just worked differently. Even if he ate something in the morning, he wouldn't be able to eat Pesach night. Right? He had a very, very small eating habits. Therefore, he wouldn't eat in the morning because he wanted to make sure an average person could eat late in the day, a little bit even, just I'd be kovayasuda and still have an appetite. Rav Sheshes wouldn't have an appetite already if he ate anything even in the morning, and that's why he wouldn't even eat in the morning. Asks Tosfos, when did Rav Sheshes live? What are we talking about? Karban Pesach? What kind of Karban Pesach are we talking about? Rav Sheshes lived after the Churban Bayis. Rav Sheshes was an Amora. Says the Tosfos, third Tosfos, V'yafa gavda hashtaleka Pesach, mikol makom, ha-isser shahaya bezman ha-bayis, lo batel. The isser of, even though the eating, you have to say the reason doesn't apply anymore, the isser still applies. Right? We had this discussion back in the beginning of the fourth parak, on Daf Nun, if you remember, regarding the Isser Malacha on Erev Pesach. Why is there an Isser Malacha on Erev Pesach? Is it because we want you to make sure to be tarred in the issues of the Seder? That's what Rashi said on Daf Nun. But the Baal Amor, there at the beginning of the fourth parak, said, has to do with the Karban. And the Baal Amor there said, well, if that's the case, then maybe it doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh. But Tosfos here is saying, no, even if you have issues, Minhagim, Halachos, that are related to the Karban, it still might apply Bizman Hazeh, even if we say that it does not apply. Why would it apply even Bizman Hazeh? So Pashas, you might say, well, because, you know, Afal Pi Shebatel Hatam Lo Batel Hadin, like the general law. But some say that maybe it's because of Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, and maybe Yibana Beis HaMikdash, and, you know, we're gonna need to be in the practice of not eating on Erev Pesach. That's why he did it. So related to this, there's an interesting Har of the Achronim. So the Achronim suggests, so the Masas HaMelech says, Rav Sheshes was blind. Sheshes, we know, was a Summa. V'im Kain, Harayu Pater Mehakrov as Karban Pesach. Beginning of Tamin Ishchat. Anybody that's Pater from Aliyah L'Regel is Pater from Karban Pesach. So a Summa is Pater. So what's Rav Sheshes doing anyway? Ah, but Las and Lavo, every Summa is going to be Misrapeh. Lasse Lavo, all the sicknesses are going to go away, Lasse Lavo. That's exactly why he's fasting. What did we just say? Why might the reason that didn't apply, even if the reason doesn't apply anymore? Because we're doing it in Meheber Yibana Mesa Migdash, and we want to be in good practice. Rav Sheshes says, so I have to do it too. That's why Dafka, the story is told about Rav Sheshes. I had to do it too, because the Ezras Hashem, when Mashiach comes, all Yachzer Kol Bali Mumin Yisrapu. The Rav Sheshes Lo Yisuma. The Yisrael Bekar and Pesach. The Lachain Hu Lo Achil. That is the suggestion of some of the Achronim. Okay, let us continue. Weiter. Says the Gemara, two dots. V'afilo ani shebi Yisrael lo yochal ad sheyesev. Even the most poor in Israel cannot eat, they must do heseva. Must do heseva. So here we go, here's the heseva Gemara. Itmar, matzah tzarech heseva, marin tzarech heseva. Matzah requires heseva, and mar does not. Mar does not require heseva because it is zecher to the shibud. Heseva is a din of cheres, and therefore, mar does not get heseva. And for that reason, karpas does not get a seva. Karpas backwards is samach perach. It's also related to the shibud element, and therefore does not get. What happens if I eat matzah without a seva? I must eat again. Right? It's ma'akev. The din of a seva is ma'akev, as we'll talk about with Hashem more in a couple of minutes. Yayin. What about the kosos? The dal of kosos? Is my mishmei der v'nachmin tzarech a seva? Beid my mishmei der v'nachmin ain't tzarech a seva. Two statements in the name of v'nachmin. You require a seva or not. V'lo pligi. There's really no machlokes. It depends which kosis you're talking about. Ha betarti kisei kamoi, ha betarti kisei besroi. The first two or the last two. That's the answer to the stira. First two or the last two. Well, which two? Which are which? So amri la la hagisa, varmi la la hagisa. Well, it depends. There's a svarat to say one way, the first two, there's a svarat to say the last two. Amri la la hagisa. Some say that it's this way. Tre kisei kamoi boy eseba. The first two require a seba. Why? Da hashta hu deka maschala la cheres. That's when the cheres started. You go by the beginning of the process. The cheres started maschil bignus umisayim bishvach. But you start with avodah mezrah. You know that's the process. We know, we believe that even the shibud was the beginning of the process of the cheres, right? Odecha ki ani sani batehili lishua for the inui. That was the beginning of the cheres, the beginning of the going out. That's why those are most appropriate. Right? The beginning of the process, right? Similar to the Gemara in Tainus, where Rabbi Yochanan says if it was up to him, he would fast on the 10th day of Av. And what do we say back? No. Because you go by the beginning. The burning started then. The beginning of the process is the determining factor. So to here, it's the beginning of the geula. That's when. The first two are appropriate. Shrei kisei basroi lo bo yaseba. The last two don't. Why? Madahava abu. They're already out. The process is basically already done. And therefore, you do not have to do a seba by the last two. V'yamri lo laigisa. And then the exact opposite svar can be suggested too. Adaraba, Trey Kisi Basroi Boaseba, the last two need a seba, Hahu Shaita to Kahav Yacherus. That's when they were free. So when they were free, that's when they have to start praising. And Haseba. Trey Kisi Kamai Lo Boyaseba, Tiakati Avadim Ayinu Kamar. Right, they were still Avadim at that time, and therefore no Aseba during that. Hasha de Itmar Hachi, the Itmar Hachi, says, well, both make sense. This is good, this is good. So, idividi bo aseba, semicolon. Because we don't know, so do a seba on both. Good, very important. Ha'ar is coming up. Number one, lemaisa, we paskin like this. Well, we have to do a seba by all four. The Rambam has a lechadchila of doing a seba the entire meal. That's the Rambam's lashon hilchos chamitzu matzah, to do a seba the entire meal. And that is even quoted, interestingly, in the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote this. But the Ramah quotes this Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Kol misha tzarech haseba im achal oshasa below haseba." What's the halacha? Lo yatsa v'tzarech lachzar v'leachol v'lishtos v'haseba. You have to do it again v'haseba. We'll get to the Ramah soon. Let's just skip that for a minute. But then the Shulchan Aruch says, "V'chein machilas matzah u'v'chadchili yasev kol asuda." The entire meal. The Shlach Adar says, but not during Hallel. And not during the bracha. Why? Because that you need to say be'emo v'yiro v'fachad. You have to be saying that properly, not leaning on the side. And that's why one shouldn't say that with Haseba. That's the shlaka that's just on the halel and what requires. That is one small ha'ar. The larger discussion here is the Ran. The Ran made this line famous. The Ran's question is, what do you mean? We don't know what to do. So therefore we say, this makes sense, that makes sense. So be machmer, do a Haseba by both. One second. The din of a seba is a din derabanan. Haseba is a din derabanan. Why don't we say safek derabanan lakula? We don't know what to do. Safek derabanan lakula. So what do you mean here that we don't know what to do and therefore you need a seba by both? Safek derabanan lachumra? Why do we say that? So the Ron here quotes has two dais. The less exciting dais, says the Ron, is, well, it's not a terachot, so just lean a little bit. No big deal. It's no big deal, says the Ron, and therefore just lean. Right? The kiva de la milsa, the tircha hu avdina l'rafcha de milsa. Number one. But then the Ron says, v'linira? He said, no, much more fundamental answer. Here, what would you say if you say l'kula? You, maybe by the first, maybe the last, you don't know which one. So therefore, be makel and do it by none? Do it by none? Then the whole din will be batel. You never say something there about l'kula? If the whole din will be batel lagamre. That's the yesod of the Ron. Here, you can't choose two over the other two. So, but suffic what? What, the whole thing won't happen. That's the important lashon of the Ron. V'li nira dal karchach boi lemevet asei babakulu. Di neza l'kula amai neko vahani tve mihani. V'naka b'travayu ha mi'akra mitzvah asei b'legamre. Right, and that is the Ron. Where else do we see this? Where else do we see this halacha? We see this by Megillah. The Mishnah Amar quotes this in the first paragraph of Hilchos Megillah. What happens if you have a city that you're not sure which day to lay the Megillah on? You're not sure if it had walls in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. So what do? You're not sure if it's the 40th or 50th. So you know what? So, what's the halacha l'maisa? The 15th. Right? Because if you don't know, I'm sorry, the 14th. You do it when Rove of the Olam is doing it. That's the halacha. If you have a day that you're not sure, do it on the 14th. What if you're really not sure? So, okay, so maybe do it on both. What if you do it on both? Something l'kula. Why don't we say l'kula, and it's a something d'rabanan, so you don't read it at all. So the Mishnah Lach, but no, the Ron says, you never say Sarah Dabana Lakula if the din will be batel lagamrei. The whole thing will disappear. You never say Sarah Dabana Lakula in that case. Okay, there's another formulation they might say. The Shilta Gibarman of Odazara has another lashon. You never say Sarah Dabana Lakula where it's talking about a suffix about Takanas Chazal. Right, that will answer both of these cases too. So the Rabbanan cool, you're not sure if you made a bracha, you're not this Isser Rabbanan, but here you have a suffix about the Takanas Chazal, about Haseba, about Mikra Megillah. Maybe the principle, Tzavi the Rabbanan cool, never applies to Takanas of Chazal. Right, that's a different type of rule that is invoked. That is the two answers given by the Ron and the Shilta Gibarim. Tosfos says here in Kulu, so what happens in all these cases if you didn't do a Seba when you were supposed to? The Kol Dalet Kol Sosrichin a Seba B'Shash Shesia, so you need by all four. V'tzarech Iyin im Shachach V'lo Hesiv im Yachzer V'yishteh. Tosfos says, Tzarech Iyin, if you forgot, you have to do a Seba again. V'chein im B'ko Shlishi Lo Hesiv im Yachol Lachzer V'lishos B'Seba. Could you drink it again? After all, it's set up above that you can't drink between the third and the fourth. So is there, Tosfos already leaves open the possibility that there's a difference between what you do bidi-eved, between the first and the second and the third and the fourth. So we'll hold off on that for a minute, and we will do a little more Gemara, and then we'll come back to the bidi-eved halacha. Let's continue. Prakdan, says the Gemara. Lo shvei aseba. Prakdan is not aseba. What does prakdan mean? The Rashbam says, if you're lying on your back, if you're leaning on your back and you're facing up, panav klapei mala v'shochev al acharav, that is what prakdan is according to the Rashbam. If you look at Tosfos, Tosfos says, also, panav lamala v'lo kimefaresh. There are others that say the opposite, panav lamata, face down. Face down, why don't, isn't that the pshadid din derech lechol ben yizeh? Nobody eats like that. Some people eat on their back, nobody eats on their stomach. So that's Tosfos. This is a machlokas that comes up here, and it also comes up, as you remember, in Maseches Brachos, in terms of saying Kriya Shema. You let us daven, or say Kriya Shema prakdan. And we talk about some of the Amoraim, they were very large, they were on their side, they could say Kriya Shema on their side if they can't sit up. But the Gemara, they discuss prakdan. You have opposite shittas in the Rishonim. What exactly does it mean? Face down or face up? Hasebas Yamin continues to the Gemara, Loshma Haseba. Leaning means to the left. Leaning to the right, this is not Heseba. V'lo od, and also, not only is it not called Heseba, but it's dangerous. Ela shemayakdim kana leveshev yavol yisakana. Leaning on one's right was thought to be dangerous, and therefore it could lead to sakana, and that's why it is aser too. The Rashbam assumes that shemayakdim is going back on prakdan. Right, not on Hesebas Yamin. But the Pashas, we assume in Shulchan Aruch that it is going on Hesebas Yamin. That's why Hesebas Smol is required. That is the discussion of the Rishonim. Ish Eitzel Bayelo Lo Bay Haseba. A wife does not require Haseba, says the Gemara. Why doesn't a wife require Haseba? Isha, Rashbam, Tudeis, number one. Emas Bayla, Ukfufalo. Whoa. she's in awe of her husband, so she can't properly relax, right? Or shouldn't properly relax. And then if you go to the Shiltos, no, it's not the derech for women to sit like that and to drink wine like that. 2 days. The Misha Chashuvahi, but if she's a Chashuv woman, Tzricha Haseba, then she's more independent, and she requires Haseba, right? It's the famous Lash, famous day of Isha Shavaila, and women. Says the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, the Yesh Omrim, oh, even before the Shulchan Aruch, there is the Shita of the Ravya. The Ravya says that Bizman Azeh, nobody eats with Haseba. Right? That's not royalty. You go to the kings and the presidents and in all the palaces in the world today. Nobody eats with a seba. That's derech, right? That's something that you should do. That's derech cheres. Says the Rav Yah, so the halacha of a seba is not knowing bizman hazeh. That's the chiddush of the Rav Yah. We do not paskin that way. Lechatchila. But bidiyeved, if you didn't do it with a seba, so maybe that Rav Yah is something to rely on. So now let's see the Ramah. The Ramah says, "V'yesh omrim de bizman azed de inderach lahasev kedayu Rav Yah l'smoch alav shebidi eved yatsa below eseba." If you forgot, maybe the Rav Yah is good enough to rely on bidi eved. That's quoting the Agud in the name of the Rav Yah. But Vinir Ali says, "Ramah, I have a pshara. If you forgot to lean in the between the third and the fourth cup, like Tosfos says, there's counter pressure of nira kemosev alakosos, then don't drink again." Because that's near a kemosa, if you have counter pressure. But between the first two kosos, or the second and the third, then you gotta drink again. Because then you're allowed to drink, and therefore, you should drink again below bracha, and also machilas matzah. Then eat another kezayis if you ate without a seba, because, it is a chash that you weren't yotze. The Rav Yah, you can rely on, okay, but the eved, for the third and the fourth cup. Shlomo Zalman and other achronim suggest that maybe the reason we still do a seba, even though the Rav Yah sounds right, Rav Yah sounds great, we don't do a seba today, it's not comfortable today. I'm holding the cup, I'm gonna spill all over myself, because there's another element of a seba. Not just because it is derech eris, but because it was derech eris. Remember, the Pesach Seder night is a lot about reenacting. And this was derech eris in the times of the Torah. And if it was derech eris then we do it now, even if it's not derech eris now, because we are reenacting, not just remembering, and that is why there's a kiyum to do haseba, even bizman hazeh, because we are feeling like they felt in the times of the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, we continue. Weiter. Ben Eitzel Aviv, boy haseba. A son needs a seba in front of the father, even though there's a concept of kibud av eim and even emas av, but it's still a sub requires a seba. Ibailu, Talmud Eitzel Rabbi Mai. What about a Rebbe and a Talmud? A Talmud in front of his Rebbe. So Tashma, Abaya, Kiavinon, Beimar, Zaginon, Abirchon, Dehadadi. We used to lean on each other's knees. Kiasina Labay Rav Yosef, Amar Lon Lot Srichisu, Mora Rabba Kamara Shamayim. We came to Rav Yosef said, according to Mishnah Pirkei Avos, no, the fear of your Rebbe is like the fear of heaven, and therefore you have Ema here, you don't need a Seba. You don't need a Seba, that's Doche. You don't need Haseba in this situation. Good. This Gemara answer is fascinating. You need to see Pesach Frank to say this. There's a Gemara in Maseches Brachas that talks about if you have a certain flour, could you use it for a carbon mincha? Could you use it for the mitzvah of matzah? Parts of a carbon mincha, could you use it for the mitzvah of matzah? Answer of Tzvi Pesach. What do you mean? Are you using it for matzah? My carbon mincha is kachay kachim. Kachay kachim, you can only eat it in the Azara. You're not allowed to sit down in the Azara. In Yeshiva Azara, Lachazinav and Bofan. How can you use the mitzvah of matzah? Explains her Tzvi Pesach. No. There's Emas Mikdash there. There's no Chiyav of a Seba there. It's like Emas Rabo. And therefore, you don't have to do a Seba. If you're eating it in the base of Mikdash, you can even eat it standing up. That's from Tzvi Pesach, Haran, Mikrei Kodesh, Chelik Beis, Simen Lamed Aleph, in terms of being Yotzi, the mitzvah of matzah, in the Beis HaMikdash. Good, so a Rebbe, and a Talmud heard of Rebbe, does not do a Seba. Meisvei, imakol, ha'adam meisvei, afilo Talmud Eitzel Rabo. It says here, even Talmud Eitzel Rabo, tzikitan yahi, b'shul yedin agri. Nah, that doesn't mean a real Talmud, that just means an apprentice and a master. That doesn't mean a Rebbe and Talmud in the Torah sense. So that's why, that's referring to something else. Unbelievable horrors, Rav Soloveitchik, the Rav suggests that I'll be drush. Again, it's not Pasha, but I'll be drush. It says, why does the Gemara here use the Lashon of Talmud Eitzel Rabo? That doesn't sound like apprentice, like a carpenter. Talmud and Rabo sounds like Torah. So explains, Rav Shechter quotes this in Nefesh HaRav on page Kuf Pei Zayin. He said that no, it is referring to Talmud and Rabbo in Torah. But there are two types of Talmidim. There's some Talmidim that get all the Torah of the Rebbe and leave out the Narishkeit and the little things. And there are some that just get like the little study things and leave out all the Torah. So he said there are different types of Talmidim. They lose the Torah, go straight through them, but they get all the like Nihugim, and they don't even know the reason for the Nihugim. See, that's what it means by Shuya Denagri. That's referring to a Talmud that's not really a Talmud. A Talmud is just like the apprentice watching exactly what the Rebbe does and not getting any of the Torah. Shuya Denagri is a type of Talmud Eitzel Rabbo. Not a separate one. Sha'afa b'risa koy b'talmud alomi Torah Eitzel Rabbo. El shatachas l'klodes ha-Torah, asher hu ha-ikar, rakoletis inyonim chitzonim, heich sha-rebi choveshes ha-kipa shalo, heichu meisiras ha-mishkafayim shalo, v'chadome, dulma d'shuya denagri, shalomi merebi shalo, heich la-amenes yado, v'heich la-asu shar ha-vayot she-begufo. That's shuya denagri. That's what he suggests. Very interesting. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Yiboylehu, Shamishmai, what about a butler? What about a waiter? What about the waiter? Tashma, Darim Shua ben Levi, Hashamish achol kezayis matzah, kshu meisiv yatzah. The shamish, when he eats a kezayis of matzah, if he eats it when he's doing a seba, he's yotzei. Meisiv in lo meisiv lo. Only if he ate it with a seba. If he didn't eat it with a seba, he is not yotzei. Shma mina bo yaseba shma mina. So you see, the waiter needs a seba. The waiter requires a seba, and that is why he is not yotzei without a seba. It is ma'akev. What do you see from this halacha? The Rush quotes this Gemara to show that it is ma'akev. What do you see from the fact that Haseba might be ma'akev? This is the Chiddush of the Briskerov. The Griz wonders, is Haseba an independent din, an independent mitzvah, or is it part and parcel of the mitzvah of wine, part and parcel of the mitzvah of matzah? So explains the Briskerov. Nafka Mina would be, are you yotze, the mitzvah of matzah or yayin, if you did it p'dieva without it? So this is the raya. This is the raya. He said this halacha is that it's part and parcel of the mitzvah. Because if it's an independent part, then you should be yosei mitzvah matzah, but you are yosei mitzvah v'seba. That's the Pasha, says the Briskerov, says the Griz. And he says, maybe this is machlokas rishonim even. The Rosh says, you're not yotzei. And he says, maybe the Rambam might hold only it's a din lachadchila. He never quotes that you're not, he never quotes this halacha of the, of not being yotzei in a certain sense, and therefore, it might not be part and parcel of each din. Okay. Vayter, Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Nashim Chayavos, Barba Kosos Halalu. Women are obligated in Dalet Kosos. Afein Hayu Boso Anes. We can spend about an hour on this, right? Afein Hayu Boso Anes. Women are obligated even though it is a Zman Grama. Machlokes, Rashi, and Tosfos here. What does Afein Hayu Boso Anes mean? Does it mean they were part of the Nes? Does it mean they were the protagonists of the Nes? Maybe we'll have a Dafi'in Shir on this topic. Be'ez Hashem tomorrow night on Afein Hayu Boso Anes. A lot to talk about. What about Sukkah? The Tosfos here discusses, why not Sukkos? Why don't we say Afein Hayu Boso Anes by Sukkah? Why aren't women obligated in that? So Tosfos says, maybe it only applies by mitzvahs derabbanon, not by mitzvahs daraisa. The three places in Shas of Afein Hayu are Dalet Kosos, Mikra Megillah, and Neros Chanukah. Right, so the mitzvahs derabbanon. Maybe Afein Hayu isn't powerful enough to be mechayev women in a mitzvah. That's Tosfos' answer here. There are other answers given, but these are the three suggestions of Afein Hayu. And again, as I said, Rashi Shita is that they were the protagonists. The Nashim Sidkaniyo Shebadar by Dalet Kosos, Mikra Megillah of Esther, and Ner Chanukah. Also, the Gemara talks about in Maseches Shabbos al Yidei Yehudis. Right, Tosfos quotes Yehudis here. But the other Deos is that they were just included in the Sakana, or the other Deos in the Rishonim. Weiter. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Again, there's a lot more, but maybe we'll have a share on it tomorrow night. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Arba kosos halal tzorach shiyehei b'hen kedei mezikas kos yafeh. These four kosos have to have in it, and the Hava Mina is all together. All four kosos have to have enough of normal dilution. Remember, the wine in the days of the Talmud was very strong. It was diluted one part wine, three parts water. 1 to 4. So that's what we assume is the measurement that's needed in all four kosos altogether. A quarter of a revius. Shasa, that's the first halacha. We'll quote all four and then the Gemara will go into each one. Shasam cha yatsa. If you drank it all, though, undiluted, you still yotzei b'dieved. Shasam bas achas yatsa. If you drank it all bas achas. What does bas achas mean? Rashi says you poured all four cups into one cup and you drank it all. That's a big chiddush. You drink one big cup. The Rashbam says you drink it one after another. without making saying Magid and Baruch, all the ones in between. That's Basachas. Interesting lumdus behind that. Hishka mehen labanavu b'nei beiso yatsa. If you gave to some to drink from your own cup to banavu b'nei beiso, you're yotze. Again, the Gemara will talk about each one. So now let's go. Shasam chayatsa. If you drank it raw, undiluted, you're yotze. Amar Rava, yidei yayin yatsa, yidei cheres lo yatsa. You're yotze wine. You're not yotze yidei cheres. You're not yotze cheres. It's a special din of cheres that the wine has. Simchas yantif, you might say, but the first side of yantif. So you're not yotze there because you didn't get the proper simcha. Shasam vasachas, if you drink it all at once. Rab Amri de Yain Yossi de Arba Kosos lo Yasser. You're Yossi wine, but you're not Yossi Dalat Kosos. Dalat Kosos have to be Al Haseder, along with the four brachos that we have to say that night. Hishka mehen labad of Lebne Beso Yatsa, Amr of Nachabar Yitzchak, Lude Ishti Ruba de Kaso. As long as you drank Rove Kos, this is where it comes from, the Shulchan Aruch. Unlike Hilcha Shabbos, on Friday night, what is there? Lachanchila to drink, or Rove Revius. That's it. One level. But, and to make Kiddush on a Revius and drink a Rove Revius, as we spoke about last week. But, on Pesach night, there are two other levels. Number one, Kolakos, Lechadchila. Next level down, Rove Kos. Next level down, Rove Revius. One has to drink. So here is where it comes from. There's a key to drink Rove Kos. I have to say it there. Meisve, is this really true? Dalat kosos alalu tzorach shehebon kedei revius ech. There has to be, these four kosos have to have a kedei revius. Echad chai ve'echad mazug, whether it's diluted or not. Echad chadash ve'echad yashon. Rebbe Yehuda omer tzorach shehebon tam amar yayin. Has to look and taste like wine. Ketani mias, but what do you see? Kedei revius. V'yad amret kos yafeh. See, here it says a revius, and you said a quarter of a revius. So amri idi v'idi chad shiyurhu. No, kos yafeh, that's what it means. Kos yafeh means exactly this, that each kos has to be diluted properly. My kedei mezigas kos yafeh to ka'amar l'kol chad v'chad. Tavi l'kulu revius. Altogether, it's a revius. Each one has a quarter of a revius. That was the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Sorach Shebo Tamumara. It's got to look like wine. It's got to taste like wine. Amar Rava, my time of Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason? Dechsiv, al tera yayin ki yis adam. Yis Adam, you see, wine has to do with being red. Yis Adam, the pasuk in Mishlei, and therefore the text, the wine should have lechadchila look red. That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Tafai and Beis quotes lechadchila. One should use red wine. What happens if one doesn't like red wine? One likes a clear wine better. What if someone has health issues? So you can make it red. Put a drop of red wine in the cup and then pour white wine in. Not the other way, because then there's an issue of tzvia. And even though usually we pass, there's no isser of tzvia when it comes to food, if I'm doing it specifically to make the color, then it could be a problem. That's why if one wants to color the wine, one should put the red wine in first and then pour the clear wine in. The Taz, fascinatingly, the Taz right here on this Shulchan Aruch says, but we don't use red wine in our day. 1648, Tach V'tat. Why? Because of all the blood libels. So we stopped using red wine, says the Taz. Even though the Shulchan Aruch says that's the Chachila, but Pikuach Nefesh, the Taz says we don't use red wine. But again, Baruch Hashem, when times have changed, Kadosh Baruch Hu has been given us the ability to be able to use red wine again, Zecher Ladam, and Zecher to this pasuk of wine being associated with the color red. Okay, we'll stop here. B'Hashem Tana Rabbanu, we pick up with, again, all these dafim. We try to do what we can and squeeze what we can in, but that'll take us through Kufchas.